The hunt is on for a new post-secondary education provider in Burns Lake. The Rural Post-Secondary Education Committee is leading the search after cuts were made to local college programming. Scott Zayak is a member of the committee and the executive director of the Lakes District Family Enhancement Society, and he joins me on the line from Burns Lake this morning. Hello.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
To you as well, Scott. Let's go back a little bit. Why does Burns Lake need a different option from the College of New Caledonia?
Well, in 2013-2014, the senior executive at CNC started to take a new management approach at the regional campuses. And this approach included centralization of services, reduction of local control of programs, budget reductions, and a cancellation of the family programs at the campus.
And so this, why has this led to the search for a new post-secondary educational provider?
Well, to give you a bit of context, between 2007 and 2013, there was an average of 377 full-time equivalents at the Lakes campus, so that's full-time students. This year, we're looking probably at less than 40 full-time equivalent students. And staffing levels between 2007 and 2013 were around 84 staff members, and this year there's around 23. So there's been a massive reduction in programs and services that have had a huge impact on students in our region.
Now, we did hear back from CNC in regards to this story. They tell us in an email that they've made significant investments like extending learning opportunities through a digital delivery instruction initiative. But instead, you are looking to an institute based out of Merritt. Why is that?
Well, after considerable community consultations, talking with the provincial ministers, talking to NVIT, it seems like NVIT would be a really good fit for the community philosophically, very aligned. They have an extensive wraparound supports and are...
And let me interrupt you. NVIT, that's the Nicola Valley Institute of Technology?
That's right, yes. In September 2016, NVIT representatives from NVIT came and were invited by the Six First Nations in the region and visited all of those communities. The meetings went very well, and I think there's a huge opportunity for rebuilding the campus.
What would Nicola Valley offer that CNC is not?
Well, they have... extensive wraparound student supports, as I was talking about. So they have a lot of experience with community-based delivery of offering programs for non-traditional students. And a DDI model, a digital delivery initiative model, is a good model for some students, but it's not going to work for all students. And many of the students in this region are non-traditional students. They're older, they have families, they're working. They need a different model of delivery. And the numbers that I was talking about between 2007 and 2013 really speak to the fact that the model that was there was working. And NVIT is open to looking at those models, and they actually do it really well right now.
Perhaps you already began to answer this question, but some might be wondering why individuals in the Burns Lake and the Lakes District can't just go to Prince George for their education when it's just a few hours away.
Well, I'm probably not the best person to answer that, but I've heard from a number of First Nations leaders that particular First Nations students do better when they're learning close to home, and I think that's probably for all learners. The fact that Prince George is 2.5 hours away is still a huge change for people, especially if they have families or they're working part-time. It's not an easy move for many people.
This was brought before the council in Burns Lake recently. What was the reaction?
Well, there's a small number of members of the community that have some personal concerns about the discussions that we're having. I would say a majority of the people that we've talked to are in favor of having the discussions around transitioning to a different post-secondary.
And what were the concerns?
Well, the concerns around possibility of local job losses, there's already been considerable job losses in the community, and the president of MVIT has stated that they're committed to hiring the best quality, most experienced in staff members, whether they're Aboriginal or non-Aboriginal. So I don't think that is a concern that is the whole entire community has to be worried about. But I think it's really important that the local municipal leaders consider this and get all of the facts that they can when they make their decision.
Scott, we just have a minute left. What is next?
Well, as the province is also considering this, and the municipal leaders are considering this, as well as the First Nations leaders in the community, and we will be looking for guidance from them on what the next steps are. In the end, it's the province that will be making a decision, and we will respect that decision.
Well, we'll continue to watch. Scott Zaig, thanks for this update.
Okay, have a great day.
You as well. Scott Zaig is a member of the Rural Post-Secondary and Executive Director of the Lakes District Family Enhancement Society. He joined us on the line from Burns Lake. And I did mention that we received an email from the College of New Caledonia, and it states, "We continue to engage with students, CNC staff, First Nations, community members, organizations, and elected officials within Burns Lake as they inform our educational planning process. We've also made significant investments like extending learning possibilities through our digital delivery instruction initiative. CNC is actively recruiting students in the area through information sessions, high school tours of the Burns Lake campus, and recruitment presentations."